From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Chainsaws are buzzing in a patch of Oregon forest that used to be off-limits to logging. The job is relatively small, but it's causing a huge controversy. National conservation groups see it as proof that the government is intent on opening more federal wild land to logging, mining, and drilling. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The place in question is Mike's Gulch, a steep mountainside in southern Oregon's Siskiyou National Forest. The ponderosa pines and other trees here are old, and when they come down hard. These trees also happen to be dead. They were killed in a 2002 forest fire, and the loggers are salvaging the thicker trunks before they rot. Seems sensible, except this mountainside is what the U.S. Forest Service calls a roadless area, a hard-to-reach, relatively unspoiled piece of land. Conservation groups say pristine forests, such as this one, should be allowed to recover from fire naturally, letting new seedlings grow in the shade of the dead trees. The Forest Service disagrees, saying a little thinning is healthy. It's a matter of legitimate scientific debate. But science aside, Mike's Gulch finds itself at the center of a political fight.
My name's Laurel Sutherland, and I am hanging on a platform suspended off of the Green Bridge in a cantilever contraption, and I'm blocking logging from taking place at Mike's Gulch.
How'd you get up there?
Well, it was a complicated process, we'll leave some mystery to that.
It takes the Forest Service only a couple of hours to figure out how to cut Sutherland down and then fish him out of the river to arrest him.
You monster! You heartless monster!
The protesters here are upset because Mike's Gulch and millions of acres of other roadless areas around the country used to enjoy the protection of a rule issued in the final days of the Clinton administration. Clinton tried to end a decades-long ideological fight over just how pristine to keep these areas. He came down on the side of blanket conservation. But that position was quickly reversed by the Bush administration. It says the Clinton rule was too broad, and it was facing legal challenges by the timber industry. Instead, the Bush administration wrote a new rule asking governors to write plans for the roadless areas in their states. The feds say they're just trying to promote local control, but some governors are skeptical.
I think that it has nothing to do with local control.
Democrat Ted Kulongowski is governor of Oregon. He says the administration isn't willing to wait for his state's roadless plan.
I'm still within my 18 months, but the Forest Service changed the rules, and they said, well, I guess it applies every place else in America but Oregon.
Oregon's roadless plan is expected to lean toward conservation, and Kulongowski believes the Bush administration is purposely inviting loggers into Mike's Gulch before the Oregon plan is ready. The feds have made similar moves in other states. For example, they've just auctioned off gas drilling rights for roadless areas in Colorado, another state that hasn't yet finished its management plan. Against this backdrop, four states, including Oregon and California, have sued to reinstate the Clinton conservation rule.
Oh, it's much bigger than Mike's Gulch. This is the first roadless area that they've gotten into. I don't think this has much to do with timber. I think it has a lot to do with politics.
With all due respect, Governor Kulongowski has no basis for that statement.
Mark Ray is Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment at the USDA, as well as a former timber industry lobbyist.
Governor Kulongowski is in a very, very difficult reelection campaign. And the conflict over Mike's Gulch is unfortunately the quintessential elevation of symbol over substance.
Ray points out that he's not allowing new road building in Mike's Gulch, and he says the Bush administration still wants to see Oregon's plan for its roadless areas.
I'm following what our field managers tell us is the best way to restore that area and keeping open the governor's option to designate this area as continuing roadless in his petition if he so chooses.
But back in Oregon, Rolf Skar of the Siskiyou Project Conservation Group says what really matters is what's happening in the forest right now.
We've seen what they've done already, and it looks like a lot like a moonscape. And once this area is cut, it's a lot harder to protect it as wilderness.
While the logging company is not building new roads in the roadless area, it is improving the roads leading right up to its edge. The loggers hike in, cut the trees, and a helicopter will lift the trunks to a ridgetop that the loggers have cleared overlooking Mike's Gulch. Company owner John West says the governor is exaggerating the damage being done to this roadless area, especially given the fact that he's logging less than 1% of the fire-damaged forest.
The environmental groups, the people that don't want to see no logging or don't want no logging to happen, they've won. You know, to say, okay, there should be zero logging, there's no balance here.
Wes says he's not bothered by the governor's opposition to his logging of Mike's Gulch. As a businessman, he says he only has to worry about the politician who's actually calling the shots. And since this is federal land, he says, the man in charge is still President Bush. Martin Costi, NPR News.